Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
You are listening to a Radio 1 production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
So let's step forward together. Ka hoake tono tātou. Let's keep moving.
I cherish the idea of a new South Africa.
Will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream.
Aight, listen, why do we need politics? This question seems like $1 million, but isn't really. We need politics for two simple reasons. One, we're the future and we need to represent ourselves and the country in a better light. And two, because it's fun, it's interesting, and it's important. This is Aniket and I host the evening show on 94.3 Radio 1. And me, along with Fabian Sir, getting you Politics for Dummies, where we understand politics then and now. We understand politics right and left. So, what are you waiting for? Put on your headphones and strap on, because you are going to have a ride of your life. Welcome. Joining us today is Mr. Fabian. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. A brand new episode, Politics for Dummies, going on strong. 13 episodes and we've got so much to cover. Let's start with our normal introductions. KP Fabian, our old diplomat for our country, worked in various countries and cities and has represented India on an international front. I am a radio jock and I talk to people and I entertain them every morning in Delhi. So that's pretty much who we are. But Fabian, you've got the inside scoop for almost every country, don't you? Like, you know the intricacies of all of them.
I do not claim that.
Tell me, as a diplomat, what was your favorite thing to do?
Well, as a diplomat, the favorite thing is to talk to others, or rather listen to them. It's more important to listen,
okay,
rather than to speak.
All right. And talking about listening and speaking, we're going to go ahead and talk about China and hear about China, because at this point of time, China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, India, it's a hole. It's a rabbit's hole that keeps on going down, 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 down. And understanding this is a very important thing. So, Fabian, let's start with the most basic question. Why or how did China become such a big power till like 2021? I mean, it was, of course, it's like area-wise, population-wise, China's always been there. But then how did China become this big in the last recent years?
Interesting question, but I want to ask you a counter question.
Okay.
Have you chosen China for this conversation because this is the centenary of the foundation of the Communist Party of China, which was founded in 1921. Is that the reason why you chose this? In which case, I congratulate you for your historical sense.
I mean, I chose it because I had too many questions about China, and that's about it. Nothing more, nothing less. But if you want to congratulate me, I would take that congratulations, man. I mean, there is nothing wrong in not being congratulated. But yes, I took China at this point of time for not the reason you say, but for the reason I believe that at this point of time, understanding, the phrase is keep your friends close, but your enemies closer, right? That's the phrase, right? I'm not implying anything here, but if someone's smart enough, he would know where I'm pointing at.
Well, thank you. I have always practiced it. At any National Day reception, I spend more time with my Pakistani counterpart.
Nice.
And in Rome with his wife, who had the best collection of Indian music.
Wow.
And who incidentally was the daughter of the foreign minister of Pakistan.
Nice.
And once I came to know from her that the next day Musharraf, President Musharraf, was landing there on a private visit.
Hey, see?
So it's important.
Very important.
Now, coming to your question about China's strength. Well, I will certainly speak about China's strength, but if I may, let us do a short analysis.
Okay.
Strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Is that a good idea?
Yes.
Okay. Now, coming to the strength, as you yourself said, China is such a huge country, 9.7 million square kilometers. Of course, it's not the largest. Largest is Russia, 17 million. Next comes Canada, 9.9. And then comes China. Okay, that is, in a manner of speaking, it is a strength. Also, the population, demography, that also is a strength, but it can also be a weakness, as we shall see. Now, China's strength comes from, let me put it this way, three factors. Okay. One is that the economy.
Mm-hmm.
In 1976, China accounted for 1% of the world GDP.
All right.
In 2019, it accounted for 14.2 trillion. Okay?
Wow.
And that is hell of a lot because the world GDP was 87.7 trillion. So you see the jump. Then, of course, there is a military modernization. There is artificial intelligence and all that. But that is the strength part of it. Now, let me say a word or two about the weaknesses. Well, demographically, China is going to be in serious problem because of that one-child
policy
law.
Yeah.
Well, they have amended it, but it'll take time.
Yeah. They recently did it.
Yeah. Now, the thing is this, in 1978... when they started their economic opening, you see, at that time, the working population accounted for 90% of the adult population. And now, in 2020, it accounts for 83%. Okay? Now, let me put it a little more in a slightly different fashion. In 1978, there were 9 workers for each retiree.
Okay.
In 2020, there are only 5 workers.
Oh, that's too
less. For each retiree. Okay. And according to Lancet, you know, the research organization, by the end of this century, China's population will be down by 50%.
Ooh.
So there are serious demographic problems which, well, China is trying to take care of, but they are not easy.
Okay.
Okay? That is one. Secondly, China's growth has been export-led, you know, by exporting to the rest of the world.
Yeah.
But mainly thanks to the United States, because it's only after Nixon went to China in 1972.
All right.
Much later it happened, China could join the world community, so to say.
Okay.
You know, its entry into WTO came around 2000.
All right.
And then, you know, its exports shot up.
All right.
Okay. Now, world trade is not going to grow as fast as it did in the past for various reasons.
Yeah.
Okay. So that is one thing. Now, the third thing is China's behavior. It's like this. Let's imagine two people. One has got a Mercedes 650.
Okay.
The other has got a Mercedes 230. Now, they are having a competition. Now, most obviously, we would say that the guy with 650 will, you know, win. Except, it also depends on the driver. Correct?
Yes, it does.
If the driver is not smart enough, he will crash.
Very true.
By overspeeding. Now, China's behavior has been aggressive.
Yeah.
Not only towards India, as we all know, on which perhaps we would need a full discussion another time.
Yes.
But it has been aggressive towards the rest of the world also. Some countries, say Australia. You know, Australia exports a lot of beef and wine.
Yes.
Because Australia told the WHO, World Health Assembly, that we need to find out from where did this virus originate. We need to find out whether China has been transparent. Then China hit hard on Australian exports to China. It really hurt because China is a big, big trade partner.
Yeah.
So not only Australia, but, you know, China can be difficult with other countries also.
Yeah.
Now, and I said behavior also, you know, of the tension between China and the United States.
True.
It was there under Trump. It is there under Biden. Only one difference. Trump acted impulsively. He tweeted.
Yeah.
Whereas Biden talks to his allies in Europe and elsewhere, Japan, India. Well, I wouldn't call India an ally, but we are very close.
Yeah.
You know, and then tries to sort of do something in a planned way, unlike Trump. So that is there. We don't know where it's going to go. And even the European Union has become a little more, what shall I say, careful about accepting Chinese investment.
Yes.
Because, you know, they are buying up companies.
True.
So, you know, what I'm trying to say is that, you know, that export-led, investment-led growth, well, it's going to slow down. And then there is the Belt and Road, big project. Big project. You know, huge. So many countries involved. But there are problems there. So I'll put it this way. It is not all sunshine. There are clouds in the sky. And we do not know when we might have a thunderstorm and some showers.
All right. All right. Fair enough. Now, let's talk about Taiwan and its connections to China. Recently, a wrestler called John Cena, I've spoken about this before, went ahead and claimed Taiwan to be a separate country, and the Chinese government and the Chinese country pressurized him into saying something else. And because of him retracting his previous statement, it became a big internet meme sensation saying that John Cena says Taiwan is not a country, but let the internet unite and call Taiwan a separate country. Taiwan, Hong Kong, why China has or trying to have control over these two places?
Well, historically, there was civil war in China between Chiang Kai-shek, the great leader, Kuomintang, Republic of China, and Mao Zedong, the great communist leader. And that civil war in the mainland was won by Mao Zedong. And in October 1949, he said, China is standing up. You know, that is he when he declared the People's Republic of China. Now, Chiang Kai-shek was beaten militarily. He fled to Taiwan and proclaimed the Republic of China. Okay? And at that time, China did not have the military capability to go and attack Taiwan.
Okay.
Because there was also the United States.
All right.
Okay? Now, in Taiwan, they have built up a very prosperous society. The per capita income in Taiwan is much, much, much higher than in China.
Okay.
Okay? Now, initially, it was a dictatorship, but later, Taiwan became a democracy. They hold free elections. Of course, there is an economic interdependence between the two countries because Taiwan has invested a lot in China. But the Taiwanese have no intention of getting, you know, merged with China. And the United States is determined to support Taiwan. So as of now, there is no question. But what will happen in the next 5 years, I don't want to predict.
All right, fine. What's up with Hong Kong? Why does Hong Kong want to maintain its, you know, freedom and it wants to stay away from mainland China? What's the story of the Hong Kong process? Because before the pandemic hit us, the biggest, the largest, the most numbered protest that ever happened in this world was the Hong Kong protest, where every citizen stepped out on the street.
What happened was that Hong Kong was on lease to the British for a 100-year lease. And when that ended, I believe in 1997 or so, you can check up.
Yeah.
Then China said, and there was an agreement with UK for restoring the Chinese sovereignty. And China said, one country, but two systems.
Okay.
That is, China pledged to respect Hong Kong's internal autonomy.
Okay.
But that pledge by China was not carried out. China started intervening in Hong Kong and clipping its wings, you know, and not holding proper elections. So the young people in Hong Kong, they revolted, you know, and they got a lot of support from the international community.
Yeah.
But China tightened its hold. So let's see what happens. You know, it's an ongoing struggle, but we haven't seen the end of it.
All right. Now, let's come to India-Chinese relationship. We know that India-Sino relationships are very weird. When I say weird, sometimes we play nice, sometimes we play dirty. But most of the time, it's a very dark relationship that we have. So there have been previous altercations between the two countries. And right now, we see aggressiveness by China when it comes to borders on the Himalayan side, Tibetan side. So what is the Indo-Sino relationships like at this point of time?
Well, regarding the border matter, we have to understand that in 1993, an agreement was signed by the then Prime Minister, P.V. Narasimha Rao, in Beijing. He was on a visit there. Agreement on peace and tranquility, you know, between India and China at the border region. Okay, they call it Line of Actual Control, LAC.
Yeah.
Now, India signed it in good faith, but I wouldn't say that India was diligent, because when you say LAC, you should have at least had a map which should have drawn where the LAC was, or at least indicated, you know, it is like this, you know, a range, nothing like that. So that was India's fault. But India was so anxious to sign something and believed China that it will, you know, behave.
Yeah.
But China has not behaved. China has violated the agreement which it has signed with India in 1993 and later years. Okay. And China has been nibbling at Indian territory. And so what they do is that, you know, they advance 10 kilometers and then they will agree to withdraw 5 kilometers. I'm putting it, you know, sort of bluntly. You know, I'm not, sort of, you know what I mean. So that is the technique they have been. Now, as you know, our External Affairs Ministry has come out with a statement, I think yesterday, I read about it in today's papers, that, you know, there is no movement. And when we told the Chinese, why are you sort of adding more troops? They say that, no, this is, they were there. We are only restoring what was. Now, China has mastered the art of using words to mislead.
All right.
That is only one part of it. China is our neighbor. You can't change the neighbor.
I mean,
so we have to defend our territory.
Yeah.
And at the same time, we have to live. We have to have modus vivendi. We have to live with the neighbor.
Okay.
But defend our territory.
So is China a troublesome neighbor or Pakistan a troublesome neighbor? Or both of them are equally horrendous?
Both are troublesome, and we also have to understand that there's a deep nexus between them. That is, they act, you know, with a certain consultations, you know, when it comes to India.
Okay.
But between us, Pakistan is a subsidiary ally of China.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So China has, in a manner of speaking, China can tell Pakistan what to do.
Yeah.
Because Pakistan has got so much money from China, that corridor and all that, you know, China has invested so much.
Yeah.
Otherwise, also, Pakistan is dependent on China.
All right. So, four major topics relating to China being explained right here. Of course, the atrocities and the stories surrounding China and their actions go way more than these four topics. But we're going to keep it short and simple, and we'll come back in the next episode, talk a little bit more. Let's talk about the Putin and Biden relationship that is going on right now. They seem to have an interesting conversation and creating a stir on the internet as well. So next episode, let's talk about that.
Great. That will be an interesting topic. We shall go to Geneva.
Yes, let's go there. Let's go there.
If you want to listen to more such podcasts, then go ahead and check us out on hdsmartcast.com. And don't forget, this was an HD Smartcast production, which is India's fastest growing podcast production platform. And if you want to have a conversation with me in regards to politics, you can always hit me up on Instagram. That's Radio Aniket for you. And if you want to give us feedback, at HD Smartcast is where we will be. Ready for your feedback. Aur suno naye nazariye se.
This was a Radio 1 production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.